bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe, watch.
Sagitt.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Let's go. I told you so. I told you yesterday.
What'd you tell me? You told me a lot of things yesterday. You think I remember everything you told me yesterday?
I told you yesterday this baseball team's a lot like the football team, and they play up or down to the level of their competition. And yesterday they go into Houston in quite possibly the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not talking about the Guardians uniforms. Did you see what Houston wore last night?
The all-blue ones? Is that what I saw?
Space City looked like a softball team that played at Stadium North back in the day.
I loved them. You didn't like those?
Horrible. That's Major League Baseball. That's something that you wear in a softball diamond, Kenny. You don't wear that Major League Baseball. Nobody's going out buying those jerseys.
I bet there are more people are buying those than that stupid logo that the Guardians have.
No chance.
Yes. No
chance.
You're right. No chance the Guardians are selling as many as they are with those Astros.
You're wrong.
They like their cheaters, no matter what they're wearing.
There were fans in the stands yesterday in Houston that were wearing all Guardians gear. It's the first time I saw them take a shot of the stands where no one was wearing any Cleveland Indians garb. It was all Guardians all the time. And what did I tell you? They play up or down to the level of their competition. Yesterday, bats are alive. They come away with a 6-1 win. Our man, Tristan McKenzie, pitched a beautiful game. They only gave up 4 hits in that game.
Yeah, he gave up a bomb, but that's okay. They had a nice lead. And, of course, Jose Ramirez does what he does best. And you know, bro, home run pitch.
Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right center field. Back is Siri. Leaps at the wall. And it is gone into the bullpen. Home run, Jose Ramirez.
Ooh,
it is now 4-0 Cleveland.
Whoever
number
that outfielder
10
was.
On the season for Ramirez.
Brian. Okay.
You don't know, bro. Home run pitch.
I don't know who the center fielder was.
Yeah.
But it looked like the dude was going to reel it in, just like that happened to Framel Reyes the night before.
He mistimed his jump at
I
the
think.
Wall. If he times it right, I think he pulls that back in and it's not a home run. But Jose, 4 more RBIs, his 10th home run. He's got over 40 RBIs. Again, where would they? They're 18-20, and without Jose Ramirez, they might have 6 wins. They might have
fair.
6 wins without him. What do you mean?
I don't think
he's
that's
got 10
fair.
Home runs and 40-some RBIs.
And he didn't win all those games. There are games that they won where he went 0-4. He's a great player, and he's the best player on this team. But it was a team effort last night, and they played well. Their defense was good. The pitching was outstanding. Class A came in. It wasn't a save situation, but he was lights out, put him down in order at the bottom of the ninth. And that's what we expect from this team, is to play up and down to the level of their competition, because they're a 500 team. Get this, 50% of their games so far this season, we're almost to the quarter mark. 50% of their games, they've scored 3 or less runs. So anytime they get to 4, it's a magic number. They might win.
Well, let's hope they get to 4 tonight. What, 8-10 first pitch again tonight against the Astros?
Tonight we get Plesac. And the thing is, yesterday we were really rough on Framel Reyes. All he does is go out. I believe he goes 1-for-4, hits a double.
Okay.
So, Framel, you stink.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Stay on him. Come on, Framel.
It's the reverse black cat.
Right.
You shouldn't even be in the lineup.
Right.
They should take your number away from you,
absolutely.
Framel Reyes.
They say that the Guardians have one of the youngest, if not the youngest team in all of Major League Baseball, and that there are AAA teams that are younger, or I'm sorry, that are older than this Major League team. Can you imagine that?
Well, yeah, you've got some. Remember, some of these AAA teams aren't affiliated with a team, so they try and put together as good a team as they possibly can, right? And so they'll bring in the Crash Davises and the Bobby Bradleys and those guys, and just let them play without those guys trying to get called up by the parent team or whatever. So that's a good win. Hey, that's a good team they beat. That's
right.
A good win. That's what you want to see, okay? But now you need to see it more consistently. Can they do it back-to-back games on the road against the Astros? I hope they can. You know me, I hate those cheaters. Beat those cheaters any way we can.
The important thing here is when you win game one of any of these 3-game sets, you've got a chance to win a series. It's so important to win the first game of a series and really put a team away. I was on the edge of my seat, and I wanted to go back and forth and watch a basketball game, but it was horrible again. What happened to the NBA Finals, Eastern and Western Conference Finals? They're terrible. Tonight, you get Golden State. I'm not watching that crap. They're going to beat Dallas. Dallas is a home court, one-point favorite. There's no chance they extend this, is there?
Well, I think there is. And remember, the Cavaliers in the finals the 1 year, Kyle Korver misses the corner jump shot. Golden State goes up 3-0. Cavs came back, won the next game 3-1, then lost it in Golden State. So Golden State's good for one of those. We'll just, show up and shoot a bunch of threes and, you're dead in the water. We'll beat you. And then they lose and then they refocus, go back home, and no Otto Porter tonight for them, but that shouldn't hurt them too much. But it wouldn't surprise me if Dallas wins at least one game.
It would for me, because I don't think he's got any help. I don't think Luka has any help whatsoever on the offensive end. I don't know if they're psyched out. You know what I see a lot of when I watch these two teams play? I see the Mavericks trying to emulate the Warriors game. And as we saw during the Cavaliers regular season, when they try to do that, and they're a young team, when they try to play somebody else's game, they lose. And I guess you got to put this on their coach. And it's too much Luka all the time, Jason Kidd. Maybe you should do something. It's too late now, in my opinion, but maybe he should have done something a little bit different. I don't know.
This Dallas Mavericks team reminds me of the 07 Cavaliers when LeBron James had to carry a bunch of stiffs into the NBA Finals, and they got swept by the Spurs, but at least they got there. Well, Luka's carried them to the Western Conference Finals, and they more than likely are going to get swept. We'll see if they show any signs of life tonight. But you look, I mean, Brunson's a decent player. Okay, yeah, he puts up 20 a game, but he didn't average that for the season, so he's kind of emerged in the playoffs. But other than that, they've got a bunch of young guys or inconsistent players who probably, are equal to what the Cavaliers had in 07. But, again, you've got a veteran team like the Spurs in the Warriors who know what it takes to win. That's why when you and I were talking with Rex Walters, I said championship DNA over any of these other teams. As long as they're healthy, they're going to win the title.
I absolutely agree with that. And they can turn a switch on whenever they want. They got beat by 50 in the last round in one of the games. They came back and won it. I expect nothing but the same in this, and probably right now, I would have had a tendency to disagree with you up until today. I think they're going to win it all. I think they're poised to win it all. Championship DNA does mean something, even though Klay Thompson isn't playing at his best right now. But when you've got these guys, just I don't know how they develop this talent out of nowhere, seemingly.
Coaching.
Still, I mean, Andrew Wiggins is a nice player, but now all of a sudden, maybe they don't expect as much from him. He comes out and he plays, he balls out.
You know who they remind me of? They remind me of the organization that was the San Antonio Spurs, who for a 15-year span, think about it. They drafted Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, right, in the late first round or even in the second round, and they developed those guys around their core players. And that's what they're doing with Steph and Draymond and Klay. They're putting the pieces, parts around them with, Poole now, as well as Andrew Wiggins, and then Looney's their one big guy that they have occasionally will have a big game for them. They got some other guys coming off the bench. Don't forget, Gary Payton II's hurt. He hasn't played since he had that arm injury. So, Otto Porter has, and that's the other thing. They're a team where some veterans are willing to go take less money because they know they can possibly play for a championship.
You know what that is? You know what that sounds like?
What?
That sounds like the New England Patriots during their dynasty. And maybe this team's hungry enough that they look and see what's ahead of them now and say, hey, wait a minute, man. We weren't the best team all season. It was Phoenix. They're gone. We have a chance to run the table here and win this whole thing. Now, when you look at the East, I think it's imperative right now. The only team that's got a shot, and God love the Miami Heat, but Jimmy Butler only had 6 points. I know he banged up his knee in the game before this one yesterday. When you score 6 points in 27 minutes, you're not at your best. If you're going to look for your best coming out of the East, it's going to have to be the Boston Celtics in that defense. And the only chance of beating the Golden State Warriors, I'm going to agree with you right now, it's got to be Boston.
Yeah, and I don't think Boston can do it because they can maybe win one. I can't see Boston beating the Warriors four times. I could see them winning one or two games with their inexperience
and
their great athleticism.
They could.
you know, and hitting threes. I don't see them winning four games in seven tries against the Warriors.
Only way they could do it, they're going to have to impose their will, whatever it might be, against the Golden State Warriors. Not get into a track meet with that team. Not get into a three-point shooting contest, because Steph is still the best shooter of all time, in my opinion. I mean, this guy, he shot it from almost the a half court the other night. It's unbelievable this dude still throws it up like that.
His range is ridiculous.
It is.
And Klay Thompson has had moments in these postseason games, but he hasn't had a complete game yet. Wait. That's the scary thing. What if Klay finally finds himself and gets rolling like before his two Spurts. Injuries that knocked him out for two seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Draymond is a pain in the ass. You got to respect his game, though. He doesn't care if he scores a point or not.
Nope.
He'll play defense. He'll get under your skin. He'll rebound. He'll make passes. That's his game. Block shots. You've got Wiggins emerging. You've got and how about this? Wiggins and Poole are emerging on this team, and that – we're not even talking about the two first-round picks that they have waiting in the wings in Jonathan Wiseman and Kuminga, who came out this year along with Mobley, right? We were talking about Kuminga maybe as a Cavalier. Those young kids are learning the system and not having to play.
Right.
They're kind of like Aaron Rodgers under Brett Favre. They're learning this system.
We don't know how good if they'll end up being the next Aaron Rodgers, but the thing is, it's nice to have those guys on your roster and have high draft picks that were first-rounders. And a guy, think about this guy. Think about Kuminga last year. Even though they didn't win it in the Final Four in the championship game, the guy goes from the championship game to arguably going right to the NBA Finals.
Who's that?
Kuminga. They're going to go right to the Finals.
Oh, well, Kuminga played in the G League last year.
I thought he was his rookie, but he's considered a rookie.
He's a rookie, yeah.
He basically goes straight from the championship game right into it.
Yeah, so you look at Kuminga and his ability to get up and down at that and at that wing position that's so crucial, you know, in the NBA now. And remember, Wiggins was the first overall pick for the Cavaliers and went in that Kevin Love trade. And he's bounced around. Now he's found a home, and he seems comfortable. He's having fun in that dunk. If that doesn't boost your confidence over – did you hear what Luka said? And in typical European fashion, the way he explained it, he goes, "I wish I had those bunnies."
Yeah.
Meaning bunny hops, the hops that Andrew Wiggins had to throw down like that. And so, yeah, unfortunately, I think it's going to be the Warriors, their cockiness. It's not being cocky if you can back it up. It's not bragging if you can back it up. It's not arrogance if you can back it up. And right now they're backing it up as well as anybody. They're a win away from another finals, appearance under Steve Kerr and with that trio of Draymond, Steph, and Klay Thompson. So those are the three, and then they add pieces, parts around them. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. We'll see if the Mavs can steal maybe one game and force them into a game five. Sad news yesterday. Did you see this story about Dwayne Haskins?
I sure did.
I hate the I guess I'm just trained this way from all the years of covering sports. When something doesn't make sense, you always, in my opinion, you think, okay, there's a reason why. He was killed not in a car accident, but he was crossing I-595 in Florida on foot. And was hit by a dump truck, and then we found out another car hit him as well from the report that came out yesterday. And his toxicology report, 0.24, 0.20. He had some drugs in his system as well. So he was impaired trying to cross an interstate, JT, at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read that, and I was hoping that, no, you hate to say this, it was just a bad accident. Well, now you come to find this out, and there was another woman in the car that wasn't his wife. We don't know who she is. But the car ran out of gas, allegedly, and he was going to get gas. And it's just a very sad story that, this was something, again, when you're impaired, whether you're behind the wheel of the car or you're walking, right? It affects your the way you do things. It affects your reactions. It affects everything you do. And it was just sad to see that yesterday. And, rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins. But I was afraid something like that was going to come out, and it did yesterday. So it doesn't, you know, make it any better or any easier to, you know, hear that. It's just an awful situation. So I just wanted to, again, pass that along in case anybody out there hadn't heard about that. Former Ohio State quarterback, former Steelers backup, Dwayne Haskins, heavily intoxicated when he was killed. Browns OTAs, JT, they get underway today. On the day that HBO's Real Sports is going to air the piece on Deshaun Watson tonight, 10 o'clock, must-see TV, right? That's tune in over anything else that's on TV tonight.
I think you have to watch it just to get a better sense of what's really going on, because we don't really know everything. But the problem here is the fact that you're only going to get one side of the story, because they asked Deshaun Watson to be on it. They turned it down, obviously, for obvious reasons. You know, his legal team would say not to be on this, but the people that are, you know, putting forth these cases against them, they will be interviewed, and it's going to be must-see TV. You want to know a little bit better what's going on, maybe help you form your opinion, and then again, is the NFL going to be swayed by what they see tonight as well? We don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm curious about. Will this affect the NFL's decision on this, right? Will this affect Lisa Friel and Jennifer Gaffney, who are doing the investigation, and then they will pass their report on to former U.S. District Judge Sue Robinson, who will then determine whether Watson is disciplined in whatever shape or form. So
Roger Goodell as well. Roger Goodell as well. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they see these television shows all the time with a grain of salt, because otherwise, why would they take this much time to form their own investigation if they were just going to be persuaded by what they see on television? Because if that were the case, then the same thing could be said about all the articles that have been out in Sports Illustrated, maybe reported on ESPN or so forth.
I've got to believe they read them, though, didn't they?
Of course they have.
Right? Or if Roger didn't read it himself, he had somebody in his office, hey, read that, take notes, Pat, give me the Cliff Notes version of what was in that article, this article, the other article. And then tonight, though, I mean, how do you not watch? Right? If you're the Browns, players, coaches, front office, fans, if you're Deshaun, his lawyer, right? If you're Roger Goodell, his entire office, if you're these ladies that are, you know, passing along the judgment on this, how do you not watch this tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
It may be one of their most watched episodes in a long time.
Mandatory minicamp starts June 14th, training camp July 30th. The one thing that we do know about OTAs right now is no Baker Mayfield there.
Yep.
Still a member of the team.
This is not mandatory, right? Not mandatory here. This is voluntary. OTAs are voluntary, so he does not have to be here, and I'm sure the Browns are fine with him not showing up and being a distraction. Although, if you were the Browns front office, what distraction would you rather have to talk about? Baker Mayfield being there or Deshaun Watson in the Real Sports thing?
I don't think Baker Mayfield's a distraction at all. It's just a matter of how much are we going to pay him before we try to move him. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to keep their fingers crossed, and they're going to look to see throughout the league. Everybody started their OTAs this week. Let's see if anybody has a injury to an ankle, a foot. A Carson Wentz goes down with two sprained ankles, and maybe we make a deal to the Washington Commanders. Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, when he is forced or is supposed to be there by contract, how the Browns handle that with Baker Mayfield, right? Mandatory minicamp is coming up. So he is supposed to be there for mandatory minicamp. OTAs, no. Mandatory minicamp, yes. Training camp, yes. Unless he's excused by the Browns. If they don't want it to be, if they think it's going to be a distraction, they can tell him, you know what, just work out on your own. Stay ready. We're going to continue to try and trade you. We'll keep you posted on how things go. I think bringing him in would just be toxic for the football team. And so I don't expect him.
They're not bringing him in for anything. Yeah. You know, the more that we talk about it, the more we talk to people like Daryl Ryder yesterday, and the more you hear from other players around the league that have either been on this team or still are here, the more you hear that it was basically ripped apart in the locker room. Now, I'm not going to say that Baker Mayfield is to blame for dividing the locker room, but he didn't help bring it together either. And sometimes that's just as bad as dividing it. What?
Yes, it is.
What's wrong?
Yeah. No. When you look at it, it's like in high school, isn't it?
It is.
When it's a click, right? And you have sides. There's always, you know, you can.
No. You know what it is? Like, I got to cut you off here. It's all about leadership, Kenny, especially on a football team. And we saw it, and I talked about it last year. When there'd be a timeout and you have to rally the troops, or before the game, you would see Drew Brees getting these guys fired up. And I don't know if you ever saw the interview that he said that he learned it from someone in the armed forces, how to get these guys motivated. And his speeches were like somebody going into battle. Well, okay, this is a football game, and we understand that it pales in comparison. But leadership means you've got to take these guys, you've got to take the bull by the horns, get these guys fired up. You rarely saw that in Baker Mayfield. Now, you might say it's high schoolish. You don't need a leader. These guys are paid professionals, and they shouldn't have to rely on that. But I'm telling you, football is a game. It's a teamwork game, and you need to rely on these guys. A, they couldn't rely on him because they didn't trust him, and you saw towards the end of the season, there was a lot of finger-pointing because the defense was blaming Baker Mayfield for the lack of offense.
Yeah, it's professional, but you're still dealing with egos, and there are favorites, right? Some guys like one guy, some guys like the other guy. You know, they're going to finger point. And if it continues to happen, you're going to, be called out by the players. And so with Baker Mayfield, you know, I never say never, okay? And I've learned that in sports. Never say who thought LeBron James was going to come back a second time. Never say never. But I just cannot see him playing another game for the Cleveland Browns, or B, coming back and being part of training camp. I just don't see those. I'm not going to say it's 100% certain neither one of those things are going to happen, but I just can't see it because you're trying to, you're already dealing with the Watson chaos, right? And you don't want another one. You want to be as focused as you can, and you don't want to slip up in those first four games where you should go at least minimum 3-1 in those first four
Fair
games.
Fair in saying that, too. Never say never, and I understand why, because if ever there was a bridge that was burned, it would have been with LeBron James and Gilbert, right?
Right.
But yet he came back. But there is no way that Baker Mayfield ever takes another snap in the brown and orange. No chance.
What about in a preseason game? What if they want Baker to come in and play in a preseason game to show these other teams that he's healthy and he can play again? You don't see that happening?
If he did that, if I was Baker Mayfield and they brought me in to play one preseason game, I would throw every pass into the stands. What do you have to gain by that? And here was the other thing.
Healthy.
You didn't play any starters last year, so you're guaranteed not to be the starter for a couple of reasons. One, because you brought in Deshaun Watson. Two, because we're not playing any other starters, right?
Yeah.
You're going to play in a preseason game? I'll show you.
Yeah, it's more than likely that's not happening.
No way.
It's just no.
I can't see it.
So we'll see how that plays out. Hey, the other thing we want to throw out, we threw it out on our in our text club, our WHBC text club. You want to join us in the text club, 330-583-4591. You can text us anytime. Anytime you want, you can text us at 330-583-4591. So if we say something wrong, something stupid, which is a regular occurrence on this show, you can call us out on it, correct us, whatever. And then we also send out questions that are part of the show. And today's question deals with the national day that it is. Today is National Brothers Day. Happy Brothers Day, I guess, brother, right? We're fraternity brothers. Does that count?
I guess it kind of counts. I mean, you don't have a brother. My brother's living in Nashville somewhere. What up, Nick Turk? I have no idea, but I got, you could consider a fraternity brother. Sure it is.
Yeah, so we're brothers from, we're Greek brothers. We're fraternity brothers. Whoop-a. Alpha Tau Omega at Baldwin Wallace, then college, now university. So on National Brothers Day today, you can text us, or we'll open up the phone lines at 330-450-1480. We want to hear your favorite sports brothers, TV brothers, movie brothers, political brothers, whatever it is. Any type of brothers you want to talk about today, and tell us why, though. Why they're your favorite brother. I've got a few, and already people are filling up the text messenger inbox, if you will, with National Brothers Day today. And, isn't it somebody's birthday today that deals with it?
I'm sure it is. We'll get a break in right now. We'll tell you more about it right next here on the Kenny and JT Show.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.